Good evening. This is a meeting of the Pacifica National Board. The time is 8:42 p.m. on the East Coast. It is September 23rd, 2021. My name is Alex Steinberg. I'm the chair of the board, and I'd like to ask our recording secretary, Marion Edane, to please call the roll.
I will do so. Chris Corey.
Here.
Good. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Here.
Good. Lyndon Foley. Lyndon Foley. Okay, I hear nothing. Jose Gutierrez.
I'm here.
You are here. Okay.
Yes.
Good. Jose Gutierrez.
Chair, may I report on Jose? He called me, left me a message that he was admitted into the hospital again. So he's be crossing the excuse absence.
Okay. Unfortunately. Heather Gray.
Here.
Good. Julie Hewitt.
Here.
Good. Sabrina Jacobs.
Here.
Good. Wally James.
Here.
Good. Dwayne Lark. Now, I saw Dwayne. Are you just muted?
Present.
Good. Ali Lexa.
Present.
Good. Thomas O'Rourke. I thought Thomas was on the call. Okay, we'll come back. Lydia Ponce.
Present.
Good. Ron Pinchback.
Here.
Good. Ralph Pointer.
Here.
Good. Sandra Rolline.
I'm here.
Good. Lawrence Reyes.
Presente.
Bueno. Sean Rhodes.
I'm here.
Good. James Sagerton.
Here.
Good. Andrea Turner.
Presente.
Bueno.
Sí, como no.
Beth Van Gunten.
Here.
Good. Tom Voorhees asked for an excused absence. Alex Steinberg.
I'm here.
Good. Lydia Brazon.
Here.
Okay, good. Anita Sims.
Presente.
Bueno. Polina Vasiliev.
Right here.
Good. John Tatum.
I'm present.
Good. I believe I'm present. That leaves Thomas O'Rourke. Is Thomas on the call? Well, I hear nothing. So we will assume that he is not.
Madam Secretary, he will probably join later. Just an assumption.
Okay, let's hope we hear from him soon. I would say we have a quorum. Shall we go on?
Yes, we shall. Do we have a report out from the closed session of September 13th? I think we do, but I don't have the text in front of me. Does somebody have it?
I'm looking for it right now.
I don't believe we had a closed session on September 13.
Oh, that's also right.
Okay. Then I guess we don't have a report out. Okay. The next item are excused absences. So we have a request for an excused absence from Tom Voorhees and from Jose Gutierrez. Can I get a motion to that effect?
So moved. Turner. Okay.
Thank you. Can I get a second on that?
Second, Julie.
Okay. Are there any objections? Okay, they're excused. The next item is timekeepers. Who would like to volunteer to be the timekeeper for people?
Heather, would you like to do that tonight? I'll do it if no one else wants it.
Okay, thank you. Are you, do you have power again, James?
I do, yeah, it came back.
Oh, okay. how about volunteering for topics, timekeeping? Do we have a volunteer?
Julie, I can do it.
Okay, thank you, Julie. Okay, now we're up to the approval of the agenda, and let me read the draft agenda. Report from IED, Lydia Brazon, Q&A, 15 minutes. Report from the ICFO, Anita Sims, Q&A, 15 minutes. Report from the National Finance Committee, 30 minutes. And then we adjourn. I do want to remind everyone that this is a special meeting called especially to address the financial crisis at KPFK. Does anybody have any amendments or additions to propose to the agenda? Okay. Well, actually, I forgot to ask, does anybody, can we get a motion to approve the agenda before we do anything else?
So moved.
Can I get a second on that?
This is Heather, I'll second.
Okay, so now is the proper time to ask, does anybody have any amendments to offer?
Chair, I have a quick question.
Sure.
Do we have a closed session tonight?
We do.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Okay, I'm not hearing any proposals for amendments or changes, so are there any objections to the draft agenda? Okay, hearing none, the draft agenda is adopted. So the next item is we go straight to a report from our interim executive director, Lydia. Lydia, the floor is yours. Lydia, we don't hear you.
Oh, sorry. Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so I'm happy to report I have all the fund drive dates now. We had a staff meeting this morning. And also, as far as I know, I think that that the carts and everything are running. I haven't heard usually everybody starts emailing or calling if they're not. But from what I understand from management, and I haven't heard from others and from the ED, everything I think is moving along. And anyway, so the fund drive dates are WPFW from October 4th to the 25th. From for KPFT, it's October 3rd to the 28th. KPFA is in fund drive right now, the September 21st to October 8th. KPFK, October 5th to November 5th. And PRA has their one-day drive November 9th. At the staff meeting, we also had some discussions about some important things to share with each other as a network. Some of that's already being done with WPFW sharing one of their programs that's being picked up by KPFK. That along with the PDs and GMs agreeing to have shout-outs from the other stations to help KPFK, which right now has some of the greatest challenges. And so that was good. So there was good interaction. But this was also going on even with our newly hired general managers. They've been talking to each other and interacting and so forth, but there's always like a lot to learn, and so it was a very good exchange. With some additional challenges, our affiliates director said that the income that we get from, that we receive from the affiliates is way, way down. So they're going to be way down for this year in terms of what we receive from the affiliates for our programming, which is understandable, again, given everything that's going on still with COVID and the economy throughout the nation. And you know, our affiliates are local, largely, if not almost entirely, volunteer, community-based, they're so important to the communities. And we've always been very considerate of when their income lowers. That's actually one of the reasons we have yearly contract renewals. They're frequent because of the fluctuations in their income as well. So that's another challenge that we have, which we normally don't with the affiliates. Usually that's our healthiest unit. And then archives, as I mentioned, will have, which is also a unit of the national office, will also be having a one-day fund drive. So we expect that that will go well. They usually meet their goal. And so, I left off WBAI. They are continuing with their year-long model to have a certain number of hours a day in fund drive as opposed to our traditional models. And they believe that their listenership has improved because of it. And also WPSW, they're in the top 20. So that's good because some of our stations don't even register, unfortunately. Yet we've dropped below. Again, a lot of it having to do with the situation at large. But anyway, so that's the open session report.
Okay, I'll take a stack. Who would like to be on the stack?
Lyndon.
Okay.
Sean to the stack.
Sean.
And Lawrence to the stack.
Lawrence. Who else? All right, we'll start with those three. Lyndon, go ahead.
Yes, I have, Lydia, I have a couple of questions that concern the properties here in Houston, and I could wait till closed session if you'd prefer,
of course.
If the body prefers.
Closed session. I won't respond to it in open session.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Sean?
I have a quick correction regarding the playing of candidates' cards. There was a PNB Elections Committee meeting earlier tonight, and I was on that, and the NES, Renee, told us that candidates' cards will start playing at KPFA on Saturday, but they're currently playing at all the other four stations. So I just wanted to make that slight correction.
Okay. Lawrence?
Thank you, Chair. So, yeah, I just want to add to what my colleague from WBI just said. The KPFK cards, according to the National Election Supervisor, are supposed to be beginning on Saturday. And then but she also said K, Sean. She did mention K as well. That the election cards are supposed to be starting on Saturday, as well as KPFA. And also there's still some challenges that she's encountering. So the Elections Committee was pretty concerned about some of the challenges and the deficiencies and possibly the disparities in regards to equity for candidates. So there is an Elections Committee report that will not be heard tonight, but next week. Thank you.
Okay. Does anybody else want to be on a stack at this point? I have a question for Lydia. Lydia, do you have any details about the situation with the affiliates? Have they, well, there's a lot of, but do you know if they have been applying for and getting the PPP loan? And if some of them need some assistance doing that, perhaps we can offer them some assistance since we've done it successfully already twice.
Oh, no, I didn't know anything about that. I don't know about the individual affiliate situations. Certainly Ursula has always gone above and beyond in helping the affiliates, but I would have to ask her, or perhaps you can ask her, if they need help, certainly. We'd be more than happy.
Well, I mean, if there's a possibility that they can get a loan, and I don't even know if loans are still being offered. I think they might be.
Alex?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, this is Heather. I'll check on that as well. I just want you to know. I'll check on that. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Does anybody else want to be on the stack to ask questions?
Mr. Chair, O'Rourke to the stack, and my apologies for my tardiness.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you can make it. Thomas?
Yeah. Go ahead. Thank you. Lydia, you mentioned the affiliates were coming up short. Could you go into more detail? What exactly is the normal take? And, I know every affiliate has a very sort of different set of needs and takes, you know, a different relationship in terms of taking programming. But is it expected they pay a monthly or a yearly fee? What exactly
they do,
are?
And it's income based. And so Ursula works with each of the affiliates, so if they're not taking in as much money, then their rate will change for that coming year.
Well, what do we take in annually from them generally?
I don't have that figure in front of me, but it's one of our healthiest units, I can. It's in our audit, but I don't have that handy. Heather might have it or be able to look it up right now. But we do very well because, you know, we have so many affiliates. We have over 200 affiliates. And so, you know, it's a modest fee regardless. We're not one of the networks, but it has always been handled very well. In addition to that, the affiliates program underwrite some of our own programming, and some of their programming, there's a little, news program that they do, headline news and so forth. So, you know, some money goes there and whatever she was going to try to get them to pick up some of their own money on that. But there are things that we can use and some of the other stations are interested, already use it and are interested in it. They cover COVID, race, and democracy, and, you know, it's just like they expand beyond the original charge because they have been a very robust unit, and they have been helping also when there have been shortfalls, most recently the shortfalls at KPFK, so they've helped out there. But
thank you for that. And one last. What's the PFW show going to being picked up that you referred to?
I can't remember the name of it. Ron, what is the name of his show?
Garland Nixon.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. How are we doing on time? Heather? Or Julie? I guess it's Julie.
Yeah, sorry. I had to find my mute. 3 minutes we have remaining.
Okay, we have time for a couple more questions. So anybody else want to be on the stack? Okay, if not, then We'll go on to the next item, and that's the report from our interim CFO, Anita Sims. Anita, the floor is yours.
I'm here. Good evening. And my report is short, so I'm going to give you some time back. We're working on the August financials right now. We also are working on KBFK's projections for year end. Also working on the AG report that is due, I believe, next month. But other than that, tracking cash, I will say that the national office is low in cash. Have enough money to pay the interest to FJC, but other than that. So just, that's the only thing that we've been working on, and tracking cash overall, especially with KPFK. That's all I had, unless there are some questions.
Anita, can you provide any details about the current situation at KPFK?
Well, looking at the analysis that we've been working on today, looks like I want to say about $350,000 loss for the year. This estimating revenue for September, since that is not recorded, and of course it's average about $3,000 a day for the remaining days in the month. So I think we have a good handle on expenses. But cash, the last time I exchanged email with the business manager, it was about $6,100 in the account. And to my knowledge,
I can barely hear you, Anita.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, it's a little better.
Is that better?
That's fine.
Unless it was some money has come in the next day or so that I'm not aware of. But so still concerned about payroll, of course, coming up next week. Thank you.
Do we have I'm sorry, I just want to ask one more question. Do we have any contingency plans to meet payroll?
Not to my knowledge. I mean, I'm assuming we're going to have to borrow the money from one of the other units.
This is Lydia.
Lydia?
Yeah, I think I sent the figures to the board about what had to be borrowed from affiliates and from KPFA. Affiliates will not be an option in this next payroll period, but the shortfall will probably be the same. Now, this has been going on for a very long time, that on the month that they're not in fund drive, that they're always short. Excuse me. And so going into fund drive in October, they should be fine. But for this next payroll period, they're going to be short. The only station, again, that is not, that will not start their fund drive in October, the one that started right now, is KPFA. So it maybe we'll have to knock on their door if we don't get some others. But some of our, I'm waiting to see our one of our sideband entities, and one of them started catching up, has one check that they sent that we haven't received, and things like that. And then the KPFK manager and myself will be making calls to donors, not just the ones that are on the KPFK list, but from others that we know and are being referred to us.
Okay. All right. Does anybody else want to be on the stack? Questions to the ICFO? Okay, then we will conclude that item. Thank you, Anita.
Thank you.
And next we go to a report from the National Finance Committee. James?
Thank you, Alex. Well, as has already been described, the situation at KPFK is not good. In July, they had a $91,000 deficit for the month. In July, it was up to 150-something thousand for the month. So that situation is quite serious, and we hope to get some resolution of it as soon as possible. To that effect, we have a couple of motions that were passed in the Finance Committee. So I'm going to offer the first one now. It is that the motion as passed was the NFC recommends to the PNB that it direct KPFK management to conduct immediate emergency fundraising. This was passed 9-4, one against, with one abstention. So the resolution for the PNB would be, or the motion for the PNB would be that the PNB directs KPFK management to conduct immediate emergency fundraising.
Okay. That's a motion before this body. I'll take a stack on that. Who wants to speak?
Does it need a second?
Alex.
Ron did a stack.
Needs a second?
No, Councilman Committee doesn't need a second.
Sorry, you're correct.
Lawrence to the stack.
I see Lawrence has his hand raised, and I think I heard Ron.
Yep.
Okay, anybody else?
Lydia?
Okay, we'll start. Lawrence, go ahead.
Yes, I belong to a working group, and we already address this duplication. And, you know, I'm just going to say what I feel is an imposition to the KPFK station, and it flies in the face of the KPFK local station board, that we are in the process of having emergency fundraising programming.
You're breaking up pretty badly.
That has already been addressed.
We can barely hear you.
Let me take a... Do you hear me now? Is that better?
That's better.
Is that better? Okay, yeah, it's my bandwidth. Okay, so we and Ali is also part of that working group. So we are looking at having special programming to address the emergency situation with payroll. And it's going to be on thematic burning issues of the day. So we are working on that. So I think this is a duplication, and I think this is and for lack of a better word, an imposition, and it doesn't collaborate with the local station board that has a working group that's working on addressing the crisis. And as I reported to the meeting that we had with some directors and others, that we have some plans to address the immediate crisis. So I think and I believe the IED is aware of it, and so is the GM. So I don't know why the Finance Committee saw fit to duplicate our efforts and also not consult with the local station board. As far as I know, I wasn't consulted. We're not part of that working group. And I don't know if the chair of the KPFK LSB was consulted as well. So anyway, that's all I got to say about that.
Okay, Ron?
Okay, my question to the Finance Committee was this. How is a station supposed to conduct immediate fundraising, you know, without knowing the landscape? I understand the need for the capital, I definitely understand that. That's no issue there. But to mandate that they engage in immediate fundraising, you know, what does that mean? You know, how are they to do that? If there is a working group trying to address that, then they should all, by all means, be consulted. But that's my question. How is a station supposed to conduct immediate fundraising as requested by the Finance Committee?
Okay, Lydia, you're next.
Okay. So yes, of course. I mean, the question is short-term and long-term. This has been every other month for the past few years. And I don't know what was done in the past. I can only tell you what is being done right now. As I mentioned before, that both the general manager and myself will be placing calls to, and, you know, KPFK doesn't even have that necessary pool of major donors, but there's also, I know I have, you know, separate lists from other things of people I know have listened to KPFK. The challenge has been is to convince people who have been, who have to counter what they have heard for the past few months that KPFK is, or that Pacifica is, you know, all kinds of things, right, that we're denigrating the foundation. But, and so it's not surprising that casts a shadow. The other thing is to look through the messages, and it was quite coincidentally that happened to be something that Quincy at KPFA does as well. He always goes to receptionists to see what the complaints are. You log those, you find out. You don't have to even go through a list. You can find out what people are complaining about and then make personal calls to try to resolve some of the situations. It's usually premium-based and so forth. So it's solving, like, a lot of problems. But right now, in the short term, it's trying to see who we can identify that we can raise some quick money from. And then the other things are a little bit more long-term, and some other things are even more long-term beyond that. The other thing, as I said before, is that we're asking that the stations ask their top fundraisers to send out just a little blurb, a little pitch that can be sprinkled throughout, that as Pacifica, you know, comes together, our sister station needs our help, please donate to KPFK. And all of the stations on the call this morning were more than happy to do that. And we should do that in a rotating fashion as well, because we're probably next going to need it at KPFT. But right now KPFT is doing better than KPFK in that regard. But but nevertheless, so that's where we are. They're also looking at what I think the Finance Committee has already been brought to their attention about the telephone bills. I saw our engineer bring in the whole breakdown of all of our telephone lines when I was at the station the other day, and the general manager is going through that. Unfortunately, here in California, your options are somewhat limited. You don't have AT&T at all of the areas, or you don't have Verizon in all of the areas, and you have Frontier and some for the landlines, and we have rotating lines, of course. It's a large station for those who haven't been at KPFK. The long-term solution, of course, is the fact that we have to be mindful of the fact that KPFK and KPFT were not eligible for CPB funding since 2008 because of a lack of listeners relative to the listening area and so forth. So everything has to be dealt with simultaneously because we're on the precipice of being eligible again. So it's short-term, medium, and long-term that has to be done urgently. It's all emergency, and it's all urgent to be done simultaneously. So I support. I mean, I don't object to motion. It's just obviously we're already doing that. But the motions don't hurt. I support them both.
Yeah. Thank you. Okay. Who else wants to be on the stack on this?
James, I'll want to be on the stack at some point to answer some of the questions.
Why don't you do that now, James?
Okay. As far as duplicating the work.
Chair, I'm sorry, James, I'm sorry. Beth has had a hand up right after I spoke, so I just wanted to let you
know. Oh, you're correct.
I can wait as long as I know you'll get to me. Thanks.
Okay, go ahead, Beth. I mean, James, go ahead.
Okay. Let me just reset the timer here. Okay. The motion actually grew out of the meeting that was held with the directors of KPFK and finance committee members and the chair of the KPFK LSB. It grew directly out of that, and basically it was in response to a seeming lack of interest in immediate action. There was talk of showcasing new programs. There was talk of developing new programs. There was talk of developing grants. And the focus of this motion and the focus of what was being urged at the meeting was immediate action, because we have $6,000 in the bank and we have a $48,000 payroll that's due in 7 or 8 days. So a plan was demonstrated at the PNB previously. It was suggested then that it would be appropriate for KPFK, and it involved emergency fundraising on the lines of what WBAI did when it was taken off the air and then came back and had all of its credit card cashing and check cashing facilities disrupted. And we had to engage in emergency fundraising rather than a normal fundraising drive. And as a result of that, we found that we could make money in the short term quickly on an emergency basis. So this is an idea that's been floated for several weeks, and it was just hoped that some version of it, I don't care what it's called, the hope is that some version of this could begin immediately, because we have a cash flow crisis. We didn't make payroll twice in September on time. You know, we had to borrow. I shouldn't say we didn't make it on time. We had to borrow. We had to borrow again for the first payroll of September. And it looks like now we're going to have to do it again. And I hope the money is available at KPFA when we go knocking on the door. It does appear that money is drying up around the network. The national office is stretched.
Chair, I'd like to do a time check. I don't know if the member's keeping his own time, but I'd like to be on the stack again.
No, I wasn't. And I'll stop.
Okay. I'd like to be on the stack again, Chair.
You can be on the stack after Beth goes and after I go. Go ahead, Beth.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, point of order.
Who's this?
I think it's inappropriate to disrupt a candidate, a person talking, so that they can preserve time for themselves. I just want to acknowledge that.
You're correct.
Yeah, Ron, I'm clocking it myself. He was at 2 minutes and 45 seconds. While you and I was held at 90.
Okay, let's get beyond this. I'm sure James did not willfully intend to go past the 90 seconds. Beth, go ahead.
Yes, I've been thoroughly involved in this effort from the beginning, from the first it was identified as a crisis. Both as a member of the local finance committee and the national finance committee, and three separate threads of crisis intervention consultation groups, as well as the national development task force. Right now, there's a full court press of fundraising efforts in the works at the station, being catalyzed by the current situation. But most of those are going to take time, and I see an immediate on-air fund drive as being the fastest, most immediate way to get cash in the door, which is our absolute necessity right now. IED had supported and encouraged the possibility of implementing an emergency fundraising effort on air along the lines of what BAI has done, and BAI offered whatever support we needed to implement that. And they were discouraged by a couple of the local LSB members. And then the baton was handed off to the new PM, and he's starting from the beginning. And this is to let him know that he has my support to go ahead with this. I voted for both of these motions on the National Finance Committee, and I'll work to implement them. Thanks.
Okay. I'm going to say something. A number of us, I organized a meeting with all the KPFK directors, certain members from the Finance Committee who've been involved in the KPFK issue, the treasurer from KPFK and the chair from KPFK. And basically it was to toss around ideas about what could be done to help KPFK. And we went through quite a bit of, quite a few items, we haven't yet had a chance to discuss that with KPFK management or the executive director. We will be doing that, I believe, tomorrow. But out of all the things we discussed, it became clear that we have to take some immediate action to address the shortage this month. This is not simply a question of a fundraising cycle. I mean, we know that it's normal for stations that when they don't have a fundraising going on that there will be a deficit. But KPFK has had a deficit after deficit, month after month. They not only are not making payroll, they're not paying central services. It's a very critical situation. And while the motion says immediate, of course, we don't mean that literally. We don't mean management has to get up and drop anything they're doing and just do something. But they have to, we want to stress the urgency of the situation. We want to stress that whatever other activities are going on, we're not interfering with that, but we're not waiting on other activities that may pan out in some income next month or 6 months down the road or something. We need some action now. We need to raise some cash. It's an emergency situation. It's as simple as that. Okay, Lawrence.
Thank you, Chair. So I take exception to at that meeting that there was nothing of immediate urgency. I know that I came up with the special programming to do on burning topics. The committee that has been working with KPFK, these are the things that we have offered. Phone banking, appeal to high donors, subscription of podcasts that our lead's working on, specialty programming, a labor program, and outreach. Some of these and short-term bridge loan, CPB funding if qualifying. And also, Chair, you send out in your notes we also talked about the emergency programming that has to be done in order for us to address the payroll situation. So to say that there was no immediate urgency is a mischaracterization of the contributions that the KPFK directors made and the KPFK chair made in regards to that meeting. Also, I think it's not appropriate to compare the crisis that WBAI had, and I want to remind everybody, the only people that are really up on the central services is KPFA, and then some people got bequests and they were able to pay down some of the debt in central services. KPFT was fortunate enough to use some of the PPB money in order to pay down some of the debt, and they're making payments WPFW is, as far as I'm concerned, WPFW and KPFA, it's 15 seconds, WPFW and KPFA are the shining stars that we should look at for models. And I really don't think that it's appropriate to keep bringing up the coup that happened at WBAI, although I was part of supporting the restoration of the staff. But, you know, I think we are all in crisis. We are a family here.
Lawrence, you're at time.
Okay, just give me 5 seconds. So we all got to work together, and I don't object to the urgency that's being expressed by the PMB. Thank you.
Okay, anybody else?
This is James.
James?
Yeah, I just want to say that the referencing of the so-called coup at WBAI is not to try and compare that situation to the current situation at KPFA. It's merely that we came up with a new way of fundraising based on the fact that we needed emergency funds and we couldn't wait. And that's the analogous situation. We have an emergency situation here with $6,000 in the bank facing $48,000 payroll in a few days. And that's the connection. It's nothing to do with the political situation or anything else. We certainly, from WBAI, we thank everyone who supported us in that situation. And we don't want similar things to happen to KPFA as happened to WBAI in the past with mindless slashing of, you know, dozens of staff members. You know, we don't want anything like that to happen. So we're just trying to promote something that will prevent those kinds of events.
I'm going to make one last statement here.
Mr. Chair, Thomas to the stat.
Okay, Thomas, I'll let you go first then because I already spoke. Go ahead.
Okay, I'd just like to ask a question as, I mean, everyone understands the urgency and the need for the money, but putting oneself in the listener's, you know, shoes, you know, has there been any analysis of the sort of the results of the last, you know, year's worth, 2 years of fund drives, how they come up short? And how programmatically something could be done. I heard some reference to specialty programming and labor programming. And it seems to me that's really, if you need to increase donations from the same people that are listening, as opposed to, you know, a growing listenership, then you need to offer them something, you know, a little more. I mean, otherwise the saturation and the burnout, it seems like in LA it's a midterm problem. I don't know about a long-term problem, but it's been going on for several years, right? So my question is there any, you know, plan for what's this special programming? You know, what can be done that doesn't sound like desperation? Because that's, you know, I mean, that gets you so far, and I'm sure a lot of listeners have been hearing this for a long time. That's my question.
This is Lydia.
Lydia, go ahead.
Okay, so one of the things that, one of the points that Berthold at WBAI raised is that was part of the motivation of going to that particular model. Instead of like the fund drive, they believe, I mean, I'm not sure that the sample, is definitive, right? But, it's rational, certainly, that the longer the fund drive model that the rest of us have, drives the listeners away. They just tune out for that period of time. And then the question is, do they come back? Do they remember to come back after the fund drive? If they're really turned off by the fund drive itself, which he said that was part of the model. He also said they're not really raising enough yet. So there's that. But he believes that the growth in listenership is tied to the fact that they don't have the old model of the, you know, month to 2 month fund drives, right? So there's probably some truth in all of it. But also every signal area is different, And some of in speaking to again Quincy at KPFA as part of their fund drive, they're really focusing on these big emerging issues that are happening here, because we had the wildfires and so on and so forth, and of course everything that's happening in Texas, and so there are, you know, the bigger global issues, and so to pepper it with that, I think, is what they were talking about in relation to that special fund driving schedule program.
Okay. I wanted to say one more thing. The discussions we had.
I have my hand up too.
Oh, you did?
I do.
Go ahead then. I didn't notice. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. I'll be brief. I just wanted to point out that KPFK has been without the benefit of a program director since January, and without the benefit of an on-site, actively engaged general manager since Anyel left back in whatever that was, March or April, whatever it was. And we haven't had the benefit of anyone to coordinate these fundraising efforts. And so what's been going on is basically catch-as-catch-can, each individual programmer doing whatever comes to mind or doesn't come to mind. There's been no coordinated, or very little in the way of a coordinated effort. I understand that everyone at the station is doing what they can to muddle through, but it's not the same as having management whose job is to coordinate that. And now that we've had a new GM on site for all of a day, 1 week and 1 day, I think he deserves the opportunity to make the most of this. We finally have someone in place who can coordinate the effort. And I want to offer him every support to do this and whatever else he can think of to get us through this tough time. Thank you.
Okay. I just wanted to clarify that in the discussions we had around the KPFK situation, nobody was suggesting that anyone currently working on some task force or anything else abandon their efforts or delay their efforts. We simply want to stress the urgency of the situation and that something has to be done in the fundraising effort as soon as possible. It is not the same as programming. Programming changes can certainly affect fundraising, but they almost never affect them immediately. As anybody who has been involved in programming knows, If, for instance, if you put on a new program, it takes a good year before you can get an audience or can tell whether that program is working out or not. So all those efforts should continue, but that's not addressing an immediate situation. And we did, and I wasn't clear what Lawrence's objection was, because yes, we did discuss some immediate issues that we could be taken regarding the KPFK situation. How the fundraising is to take place is certainly up to management. We are giving them the option of adopting some version of the 52-week model. They don't have to do it, but I think it might be worth an experiment. They can do some special programs to see if that brings in any money. They can do phone banking. They can send out newsletters. There's all sorts of possibilities, but what we want to say is that we need to raise some cash right away. Okay.
Yeah, may I have a point of personal privilege real quick, just to
run to the set.
Okay. Lawrence, we don't have time for that.
Well, you mentioned my name. You're going to call somebody else that requested the stack after
okay.
You mentioned my name.
I apologize for mentioning your name.
I just want to clarify that what I was objecting to, I wasn't objecting to what you were saying. I was objecting to the words that there was no urgency at that meeting and from KPFK, and there was. And there was ideas that you documented that I have in an email. So I'm not saying that you said anything out of the ordinary. It was the person that presented this motion that did.
Okay. Ron?
Mr. Chair, this is Sandra. I'd like to be on the stack.
Okay, I'll put you on. Okay, Ron already spoke, so I'll put you on first. Go ahead, Sandra.
Well, from where I sit in KPFT land, there's been a hard push to sell the property at KPFT, but we have not yet received anything in writing from the JFC. Regarding,
we're going to discuss that in executive session.
They know that.
And Chair, we're at time for this item.
Okay, we're at time. Ron, did you have something you felt needed to be said?
Yeah, I just wanted to thank Beth Glenn Gunson for understanding exactly what's going on out there and the challenges that those people face. And the personnel challenges that that those folks face. And I just want to thank her for that. I will support this motion because we should encourage creativity and openness in terms of, trying to make a solution. Openness and creativity. Okay? Thank you.
Okay. By the way, Sandra, I'm sorry I cut you up. Did you want to get back to something about this motion?
No, I'm done.
Okay, because we will discuss the KPFT situation in closed session.
Mr. Chair, may I add something? There's Anita.
Yes, if you can make it quick.
I'll be quick. I just wanted us not to forget that it's not just payroll, that KPFK also has a lot of vendor invoices that are outstanding. So, thank you.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to ask right now, are there any objections to this motion from the Finance Committee?
Chair, I'd like to be recorded as abstaining.
Okay. Are there any? I'm still asking again. Are there any objections to the motion?
Ali Lexa also abstains.
Okay, I think we're going to have to take a roll. Madam Recording Secretary, could you please take the roll on this? Yes, if you support the motion. No, if you don't. Does anybody have any question of what the motion is? Okay.
Please state the motion.
James, can you read the motion again?
The resolution as it came from the Finance Committee was the NFC recommends to the PNB that it direct KPFK management to conduct immediate emergency fundraising. I guess in the form of a motion for the PNB, it would be the PNB directs KPFK management to conduct immediate emergency fundraising.
Okay, so let's take the vote.
Okay. Mr. Chair, this is the parliamentarian.
Yes, John?
For future reference, those people who are abstaining should wait for their name to be called if the roll is taken. If it's done by unanimous consent without objection, then there's no need for them to abstain at all.
Well, so I guess that there was objection and,
No, they just wait their turn to vote.
Okay, let's go.
Alex, if that be so, then could you ask again if there are any objections?
Is that what you meant, Mr. Tatum? I should ask again if there are any objections? Wasn't clear to me.
You're muted, John.
Everybody should wait their turn to say yay, nay, or abstain. That's what I'm saying. So if the vote is unanimous, you'll hear silence. But if there's a roll call, that would be the time for those abstainers to abstain.
Well, clearly it's not. Okay, so I will ask one more time. Are there any objections to this motion?
Yes, I object.
Okay, let's take the roll. Marianne, could you start?
I'm hearing Chris. A lot of interference.
Yeah, John, could you mute yourself? I think the interference is coming from you. Okay, thank you.
Okay, one more time. Chris Corey?
Yeah, sorry, I was going to say here. Yes.
Okay, votes yes. Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
Yes, your voice is extremely muted.
Let me...
At least for me.
Now it's full volume. Does that help? Okay.
A little bit, but if everybody else is okay, I'm okay.
Okay, Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
Yes.
Votes yes. Lyndon Foley?
Yes.
Votes yes. Heather Gray?
Yes.
Votes yes. Julie Hewitt?
Yes.
Votes yes. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
Votes yes. Wally James?
Yes.
Votes yes. Dwayne Lark? Dwayne, you were there. We'll come back to Dwayne. Ali Lexa?
Abstain.
Abstains. Thomas O'Rourke?
Yes.
Votes yes. Lydia Ponce?
Abstain.
Abstains. Ron Pinchback?
Yes.
Votes yes. Ralph Pointer?
Yes.
Votes yes. Sandra Rawline?
I reluctantly vote yes.
It's a yes. Lawrence Reyes?
Abstain.
Abstained. Sean Rhodes?
Yes.
Votes yes. James Sagerton?
Yes.
Votes yes. Andrea Turner?
Yes.
Votes yes. Beth Von Gunten?
Yes.
Votes yes. Let's try one more time. Dwayne Lark? Dwayne Lark? Well, okay. That's a non-vote. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 yes votes and 3 abstentions. Alex, do you choose to vote?
I'll vote yes.
Okay, that makes 17 yes votes and 3 abstentions. The motion passes.
Okay, we have, we are out of time, but we have another motion from the Finance Committee. So would anybody like to extend for 10 minutes?
So moved.
So moved, Beth.
Okay, and we have a second on that?
I'll second. This is Beth.
Okay, do we have, any objections to extending for 10 minutes? Okay. James, can you read the second motion from the Finance Committee?
Yes, thank you, Chair. The second motion reads, the NFC recommends to the PMB that it direct KPFT management to immediately accept all voluntary layoffs, furloughs, reductions in hours, and other voluntary measures to save on payroll costs. This was passed without objection.
Okay, I'll take a stack on this. Who wants to be on the stack?
Chair, can I request another reading, please? Lawrence?
You want to hear it again?
Yes, please.
Okay, sure. James, can you read it again?
Sure. The NFC recommends to the PNB that it direct KPFK management to immediately accept all voluntary layoffs, furloughs, reductions in hours, and other voluntary measures to save on payroll costs. Passed without objection.
Okay. Well, once more, does anybody want to be on the stack on this?
Thomas, I have a question.
And I want to be on the stack too, Jeff Lawrence.
Ron with a question.
Okay, I heard Thomas.
Thank you.
And Lawrence and Ron. Thomas, go ahead.
I'd be willing to allow what Beth said that, or whoever it was that the new manager is getting his feet wet, et cetera. But having listened to the motion a second time, it sounds like it's saying anyone that volunteers, they should be accepted in terms of volunteer layoffs, but it's not forcing other, and it's recommending to KPFK management that they accept volunteers who volunteer to lay themselves off. Is that correct?
I believe the motion grew out of the belief some people had that some people were volunteering to be laid off, but reduce
their hours.
But it had not been accepted by management. I don't know if that's true or not. And you don't have to decide whether it's true or not to decide on this motion. It's simply, if there are such people who are volunteering, we should accept their resignation or retirement or whatever it is.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Lawrence, you're next.
Thank you, Chair. And tonight, I just want to recognize some of my predecessors, like Ambrose Lane from WPFW and Jim Brown, that I've missed tremendously. So I just want to be able to state that. Why? Because I feel like it.
All. I mean, did somebody...
No. I'm just
scared me. I thought Jim had.
No, I'm just recognizing the predecessors like Ambrose Lane and Jim Brown. Okay, so in regards to that motion, and so this is a question for the Finance Committee. How about the motion that was passed a couple of meetings ago, directing that no more expense cuts be made. Does this contradict that motion that was passed a couple of weeks ago? So
I'll leave it this there.
Okay, Ali.
This is just a motion. Hey.
You have Ron. You have Ron Pinchback.
Sorry. Ron's on the stack before you.
No worries.
If James wants to answer that question, he can. He doesn't have to. James, do you want to answer?
I will answer that question. The primary thrust of this is at people who are being voluntarily laid off, who are voluntarily offering to be laid off, as opposed to people being laid off involuntarily. However, I still think it's a good idea that the PNB review this, because we don't want people that are critical taking advantage of this by lining up to say, okay, I'll take a vacation, I'll take a voluntary layoff, when they're critical, you know, when they're critical to the operation of the station. So we should still have that review.
Chair, a quick follow-up in regards to how do we have the funds to pay severance pay and such. Was that taken into account when you made this motion?
No, these are voluntary layoffs. I don't think there would be severance involved.
Okay, thank you, James.
Okay, so Ron, you're next.
Yeah, this whole thing to me centers around that one central question. Are there people, you know, who are volunteering, who are actually volunteering to be laid off and prevented from doing so? I don't think this motion precludes anybody from, you know, if you don't want to lay yourself off, that's your choice. But if there are those that, you know, choose to do so, I'm just wondering what would be their incentive for doing so. Unless there was, some type of severance involved or something like that. And if that question can be answered, I would greatly appreciate it.
Okay. It's a good question, Ron. Ali?
Yeah, so speaking directly to Ron's question, there's staff that are willing to voluntarily go to part-time. This doesn't involve any severance, and it creates an instant reduction in our costs as far as salary goes. Some of these have been offered for months and have not been accepted. So we would urge management to accept people that are willing to go to part-time. I mean, it doesn't save the station as much as if they're laid off completely. But if they're willing to do the same amount of work at a reduced salary, let's allow them to do that. Yes, we'll still have to pay their benefits, but understand our benefits have been greatly, greatly cut. You know, we're on a much lower health care benefit now. We lost our 401A. So it just seems sensible to accept people that are willing to go to reduced hours, just to accept it. Doesn't mean you can't lay them off later either, but it reduces the expenses immediately. So I think it should be accepted. And there are other things in the motion as far as there might be some staff that could be furloughed. There's a possible staff member who's willing to take a voluntary layoff altogether with no severance. So this is just the motion urging management to seriously look at these offers and hopefully accept them.
It doesn't
contradict the motion not to lay anyone off, because we're not laying anyone off. We're just allowing them to take the reduction that they're willing to do.
Lydia?
Yeah, I have no objection to this. I mean, we've always accepted resignations. We had some not long ago. We're not holding anybody hostage, for the love of God. So if there's no severance involved and nothing that interferes with anything else, you know, if people want to leave or if people want to go part-time. So I think there are specifics that can only be discussed in executive session, but certainly it, I never even heard of such a thing. I mean, if somebody wants to resign, of course they can resign. But, you know, if you want to pass the motion, that's fine. That's fine. I have no objection. I mean, you know, we've always accepted people's resignation. Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else?
Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Okay, shall we then go to a vote? Let me ask, are there any objections to this motion? Okay, hearing none, the motion is adopted. And that concludes the open part of our meeting for tonight. Let's see, it is 9:54. Why don't we convene in closed session at 10 o'clock? That's five minutes and a few seconds from now.
Alex, this is Paulina. I'm away from the computer that's streaming, so if you don't mind, maybe if everybody can just mute, because we're still on the stream until I say otherwise. Thank you.
Okay.
But do we still need a motion to adjourn this open session?
Actually, yes, we do.
I make one.
Okay, we have a second?
Second, Julie.
Okay, any objections? Okay, meeting's adjourned. We'll reconvene in closed session in 5 minutes.